from radioinfo.com.au. It's Thursday, the 5th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. Here's what's on the go today. Rock Media signs to cover the Tokyo Olympics. Nova executives tight-lipped over the Jay Walkerton investigation. And Commercial Radio Australia takes our digital experiences to Asia. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's true. ABC Radio had a love affair with the Olympics for 67 years. But that's all over now, baby blue. When the ABC decided not to bid for the radio rights for Tokyo 2020, Croc Media CEO Craig Hutchison saw an opening. Hutchie has dived in and done a deal with Seven West Media. His SEN network in Melbourne and Adelaide will carry games coverage that'll be hosted by Gerard Waitley. Sister station, Melbourne's 1377 SEN Plus, will become a dedicated Olympic station throughout the games, and its program will be streamed through the SEN app. However, there are some risks involved in this arrangement with the uncertainty of coronavirus. No one at Nova is saying anything about the internal investigation involving the network's Brisbane GM, Jay Walkerton, other than to say it's happening. Walkerton, who's also group head of podcasting, was recently on a business trip to San Francisco with members of the Nova 106.9 breakfast team. During that trip, there was allegedly an altercation that involved one of the on-air team members. No details are available, but Walkerton is on leave while the investigation is taking place. The head of Commercial Radio Australia, Joan Warner, is in Malaysia to share experiences with Asian broadcasters. As a presenter at this week's Digital Broadcasting Summit in KL, Warner told delegates that despite traditional radio's ongoing successes, the industry needs to be open to and embrace new innovations in audio. She says a great deal of work is being done in Australia to extend the offerings of digital radio and reach audiences on many devices, especially smart speakers.
So the work that we did with Amazon meant that for 328 radio stations, we now have 3,645 ways that you can ask Amazon Alexa to find those stations, and they all work. Now, we're constantly updating that and working with Amazon technical people on keeping that up to date. We're about to complete our work with Google, and we're hoping before the end of the first half of this year that radio will be up at 98% accuracy on Google Home and Google Nest speakers.
For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Other stories catching industry attention today. Well, it seems podcasting is becoming a new international benchmark. US podcasts will now be featured in the Australian Podcast Ranker. This follows ARN's announcement of the iHeart Podcast Network and Wooshka's deal with Stitcher. Many US podcasts, including Oprah Winfrey's Soulful Conversations and Stuff You Should Know, will carry Australian geo-targeted advertising. The new podcast ranker is out today, and you can access it from the Radio Info website. A lot of people are becoming very upset over the news that AAP is about to close its doors. The news agency has been part of Australian radio history. It began providing international and national news to radio stations across the country by telex as far back as 1935. That was the year that many of the early AM regional stations began operating. Many journalists cut their teeth at AAP or have relied on the news source to prepare radio bulletins. In recent years, stations have opted out of the AAP service, with the information that they provide readily available on the internet. Lockie Gilbert was named Bachelor for 2020, having previously been on Survivor with Matt Rogers. Matt told the Gold Coast's Hit 90.9 Brekkie team that Lockie was a control freak, and the team quizzed him on why he thought Lockie had gone on Bachelor.
Do you think he's genuinely looking for love? Give it to us straight. It's just the five of us here.
Like, yeah, how come he hasn't found love already?
Has he got a contract with Channel 10 to do Survivor and they rolled him straight into Bachelor?
There's probably a lot of reasons. And they're all dollars.
Thank you.
Matty Rogers, thank you very much.
The full details of all these and other industry stories are available now on radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll look at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Danny Hickey has been named Sin's new Media Learning Coordinator. Hickey started on Sin in 2018 as a presenter on Loud and Queer. He later moved into training young people for roles in and out of the studio. If you're looking for a new gig, here are some interesting options from the Radio Info website. Triple M on the Gold Coast is looking for a promotions manager. 3HA Mix FM Hamilton Victoria need an assistant content director. And community station Salt 106.5 on the Sunshine Coast wants a brekkie team. Check out the details of these and other jobs right now by going to the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Thanks for your company. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.